Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Sip With Me. I'm your host, Ioana Kekatos.
And I'm your host, Aaron Carlson. We'll release an episode for you every Monday morning, which means you can listen to us during your commute, after work workout, or even enjoy a drink with us during your very own Monday night happy hour.
And who doesn't like to have a little fun on a Monday night? Don't forget to subscribe, review, and share our show.
And be sure to follow us on Instagram at sipwithme_ for the latest episode updates, news, and all of your favorite cocktail creations. I don't know about you, but even though Thanksgiving leftovers keep entering my stomach, Thanksgiving is in the past and Christmas time is here. And for us, that means we are going to see the Nutcracker Ballet this week. And to pay homage to that, we are featuring the Nutcracker Cocktail from adventuresofb2.com. This is a creamy and surprisingly nutty dessert cocktail, which contains 1 ounce of vanilla vodka, 2 ounces of Frangelico, 4 ounces of almond milk, whipped cream, nutmeg, and optional cinnamon sticks. In a cocktail shaker filled with ice, you're gonna add the vodka, Frangelico, and almond milk. You're gonna shake that for about 15 seconds, strain that to a glass, top that with the whipped cream, nutmeg, and of course the gorgeous cinnamon sticks. This is the perfect cocktail if you are truly getting sick of Thanksgiving leftovers like I am. It really is gonna top off that meal or that holiday party really nicely. And of course, it's gonna get us nice and ready to see the Nutcracker this week. So enjoy your cocktail and enjoy our interview with one of the dancers from Joffrey Ballet's The Nutcracker. Welcome back and season's greetings, Sip With Me family. One of Ioana and I's favorite holiday traditions since we were little kids was going to the Nutcracker Ballet. And today we are so excited to twirl into a little preview of this year's show with Victoria Gianni, one of Joffrey's dancers who this year is celebrating 20 years with the company. Absolutely insane. I'm so jealous of that talent and resume. Since beginning her training at the age of 10, she has become one of the world's most talented dancers, and she is here today to tell us all about the Nutcracker and her journey dancing into her many leading roles. Victoria, welcome. To Sip With Me.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be on.
We are so excited to have you. As we mentioned before, we have some dance background. Yes. It's not the most experienced dance background.
It's
but
not
we know,
in ballet.
No, it's not ballet. Yes. For sure.
Yes.
But we love ballet. We love Joffrey. We love Lyric Opera House. And we love the Nutcracker. We've been going to see it since we were kids. So we're really excited to see it again this year. And of course, to see you in it. We've seen many of your videos and
It's spectacular.
It's stunning.
Thank you.
Yes. So to start, you obviously, like I mentioned, you've been with Joffrey alone for 20 years and you've been dancing for a long time. So just kind of take us all the way back. How and when did you get into dancing and ballet, and just kind of how has your journey evolved over time to kind of where you are today?
Yeah, so ever since I could really remember myself, I always twirled and leaped around the house saying, "Hi, I'm a ballerina." So I'm a ballerina and just sort of jumping and leaping. At the age of 5 or 6, my grandma took me to my first ballet performance, and it was a production called La Fille Margarite, and I feel like that sealed the deal for me. I like vividly remember the feeling of like wanting to be on stage along those dancers. And my mom had no choice. She had to put me to a ballet school. I started training at the age of 10. You know, ballet is very rigorous training. And I think my mom kept thinking, oh, she's gonna, you know, give up or she's gonna quit. It's really hard. But I just never did. And I fell in love with it. The more I trained, the more I discovered. And sort of that's the beginning of it for me.
Wow. I feel like we twirl and dance around a lot.
Yes, since very young.
Yes, but I could not stick with it like you. It's ballet is such an incredible art.
It's difficult. I did point for a very small time in my life, and I just have very vivid memories of how difficult it is. It looks so beautiful and everyone makes it look very easy, but it is not easy at all.
And you're from Georgia, right?
Yes, I was born and, you know, raised in Republic of Georgia, and that's where I started my ballet training.
And how did you end up coming to Chicago and ultimately Joffrey?
So ultimately, growing up in Georgia, when I was growing up, we sort of had a civil war. The Soviet Union was breaking apart. And so my teacher helped me to videotape the cassettes. Do you guys remember the, you know, of like, so like ballet class and some moves, some movements, variation even on point. And I was able to receive a full scholarship at the Joffrey Ballet School, was in New York back then. And so I was so happy and thrilled, and my parents let me go, sort of, okay. And then a couple of years after that, co-founder of the Joffrey Ballet, Gerard Arpino, hired me to join the Joffrey in 2003, I believe. And then so that was it. That was just sort of the beginning of my career at the Joffrey in Chicago. Yeah. Wow.
That's crazy.
That's so cool. And you're celebrating, obviously, as I've mentioned several times, 20 years, which, like, I feel, yes. And that 20 years of anything is, like, impressive, but I feel like 20 years of ballet at, like, such a renowned company is even more impressive. What, for you, what does 20 years mean, and kind of what has it been like, and what are you looking forward to in, you know, the coming years as you continue to perform?
You know, honestly, like, pinch me. Where did time go? like, it's so true. The saying, you know, when they say, like, time flies by when you're having a good time. Like, honestly, like, directly applies to me and my time with the Joffrey. I mean, I started as a baby and a really young, upcoming, aspiring dancer, and just sort of, like, grew into it, morphed into who I am today. I feel like the ballet, even though it doesn't define me, but it does shape me into who I am as a human being in so many ways. And the Joffrey has given me the platform to sort of artistically find who I am, what my artistic vision is. You know, the company has provided the wealth of opportunities, really, for me personally, but also for the dancers that are a part of it, with the world-renowned choreographers that we work with the musicians that write music, you know, and the designers that, you know, light us and create the most incredible costume for us as we're, like, you know, transforming from one character to another. It has given me such a joy, you know, such a joy in my artistic life, so to speak. So, I mean, it means everything. It's been my artistic home. You know, I'm able to be free on stage, unapologetically myself in so many ways, through diving into all these complex roles or fun characters. And not only that, I feel like I could grow not just artistically, but physically and emotionally and technically. So.
Beautiful. Cry.
I know. It's hard. Most people cannot say that their job does that for them. So yeah. I think that's a pretty unique and just honestly magical experience to be able to have done that over the last 20 years and then in the future.
Yeah.
I want to know, especially now with the upcoming Nutcracker season, I know each day kind of looks different, but could you take us through, like, a typical day in the life of a ballet dancer? And what does that look like now as you prep for the Nutcracker?
Yes. So the Nutcracker is the busiest season for us all. You know, we head into so many shows, a lot of the double show days, plus all the rehearsals. Yeah. Often we'll be rehearsing something else on top of the Nutcracker performances and the rehearsals. So I love holidays and I love getting into the spirit, but it's also like, get through it. Do not sit. but no, it's exciting and it's the holidays and it's so many people's traditions. it has become my family's tradition. You know, my son comes to see me and other cast members do the Nutcracker. You know, and the typical day starts really early, you know, sort of getting my family up and going, getting him excited to go to school and sort of packing my lunch, getting ready for the long rehearsal day plus the show performances day. Once we hit the stage, we don't often rehearse Nutcracker all that much, just go through the nuances and the details, so to speak, final touches, you know, with our partners, making sure everything's in check, everything's working. But yes, it's for the whole company. It's like one of the hardest and the busiest season to sort of get through. But like, remember that we're creating magic, and every time we step on stage, that it's new, that it's fresh. So that's also part of our job and our duty, that no matter if you come to see our 40th show or the first show, that it looks the same. It creates the same spark, the energy, the joy. So we also have to stay sort of on top of it as dancers, that it doesn't look, you know, like, oh, kind of like wilted or.
And for folks who maybe don't know or have not been to the Nutcracker, just give a kind of a brief synopsis of what is the Nutcracker, what's the story, and kind of what can people expect from it generally as a ballet?
So this production of the Nutcracker is really unique, in my opinion. It's choreographed by Christopher Wilden, and Joffrey's Nutcracker is set in the magical realm of 1893, Chicago World's Fair. It's celebratory evening, and thanks to a surprise visit from great impresario, Marie embarks on a spellbinding adventure.
Ooh.
Yes, very magical. Very unique, very warm. I mean, I think it's very family oriented and exudes a lot of warmth and love that we can all connect to and we all need.
Yes, especially right now. Yeah. I feel like
Exactly.
favorite parts of going to a show or going to the ballet is like it is such a it's like a community event where you're watching it. You're not just watching it yourself, but you're watching it and experiencing it with everybody in the audience. And especially since we used to like teach dance classes, like there's such a two-way like energy, like relationship between the performers and the audience. And then it just becomes this like like you said, magical shared experience. And I feel like right now, more so than ever, like it's and especially this upcoming holiday season, I think a lot of people are going to need that kind of shared reminder that we are connected to other people and that, you know, we need to look for like the good. And that's what the holidays and ultimately dance is about. So I love that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so you're doing Nutcracker all of December. Busy, busy, busy. What else is planned for you in the future, not only through this year, but next year and in the coming years? You know, do you have any other shows that you have planned or anything that you're working on that you kind of want to shout out or talk about?
Yeah, well, I'm super excited. The company will be taking Anna Karenina on tour to West Coast. And Anna Karenina is a dear production to me. It's been made for me, choreographed for me, and I am the title role in that production. And we have a tour to West Coast with it, so it's really exciting. We'll be in LA and Berkeley, and I'm looking forward to revisit that role. And I love the West Coast. So to connect to the audiences in the West Coast and sort of see their reaction and, you know, hear the music through their artist interpretation, I'm just super excited for it.
That's awesome. Any other questions from you?
I think we read that you and your partner both perform together. So to hear how you guys met and then how the Joff Ballet connected you two.
My partner and I danced together for many years in the company. He retired just last season, and I miss him every day, but I get to come home to him and with him, so that's okay. But you know, we met back in Georgia in school. So we go way back. We trained together alongside each other and then sort of became high school sweethearts. And so we've been together for a
Gosh.
very long time, and I am counting my blessings in that way. But you know, he's fun and eccentric and really artistic. You know, he danced and he's making art literally. He's also an awesome dad. And with this crazy schedule that I have coming up, you know, he's going to do most of the drop-offs and pickups. Mm-hmm. So I'm just so lucky to have someone like that, you know, by my side. And I do think ballet connected us in many ways, although it's not like a foundation of our relationship. But, you know, to move your body in that way with someone that you love and are passionate about, it is special. And, you know, I think these are the memories that will, you know, we share with each other. We'll have those like epic roles that we premiered together, or I've admired him dancing with his other partners, and, you know, vice versa. And, you know, just to have someone kind of by your side, knowing what you're going through in that moment. And, you know, sometimes words are not necessary, you know, it's just the look and that's enough, you know. So.
Yeah. Beautiful.
I'm going to cry. It's like so romantic.
It makes you want to dance.
I know.
So tell everyone where they can read more or check out more about the Nutcracker, Joffrey, and ultimately, like, when is the show running and when can people get tickets?
People can get tickets at the Joffrey website, and we will be performing at the Lyric Opera. I am not sure when we open, though. Shame on me.
I think it's relatively
I think it's
soon.
I think it's like early December.
Yeah.
Early December.
All of the holiday season. Yes.
We will link the dates.
Yes.
But for you specifically, will you be in like every single show? Is that how it works?
No.
Okay. Good.
I would be in a lot of the shows. I will be dancing Golden Statue, the role that I created, that I originated. I should say I'm super excited to revisit it. And also a role of Arabian, a very sensual and a special pas de deux.
That's amazing.
Hey, nice. Well, we are so excited, and we are so excited to see you on stage, and we will be visiting Lyric Opera to see the Nutcracker. We'll bring our partners.
It's our date night.
Yes, it's going to be a date night. We will probably cry. Yes. We always cry when we go to the ballet. So, we're very excited. And thank you so much for taking some time out of your very, very busy rehearsal schedule. And, of course, best of luck this season to you and your family. Happy holidays, and we look forward to seeing you on stage.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Happy holidays to you guys.
Thanks for listening to Sip With Me with Ioana and Aaron. If you like our show and want to know more, check out our website, sipwithme.org. There you can find our themed cocktail book, as well as other exciting Sip With Me content.
And if you love our podcast, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts and follow our podcasting adventures on Instagram @sipwithme_.